This is the journey of a woman who went from being a mom struggling to find balance in the corporate world to an entrepreneur. Our story begins in the midst of chaos.
I was in the middle of a divorce and mediation, and I lost my job, and I had no idea what I was going to do, and it was terrifying, and I had no extra money in the bank. I just decided I was going to start a company and go from there.
I'm Chad Grills, founder and CEO of Mission.org, your number one source for accelerated learning. Building a successful, profitable, and growing business is not easy. Trust me, I know. And one of the key things that has helped me through the ups and downs is learning from the best entrepreneurs in the world. Welcome to the journey. No matter what you do, where you work, or the type of personal life you have, there is an inherent challenge in creating a balance between your career and family life. This becomes exponentially harder for the business owner. When you're getting started, and even after millions in revenue, you'll have to play every role in your company. That means you'll be the CEO, CMO, CIO, CTO, CHRO, CISO. I could go on and on, but you get the idea. You'll have to learn those roles and then go home to handle all aspects of your personal life. It's a lot to juggle.
I ended up having two kids that had their own special needs. And I think that kind of just opened up to me what was really kind of important in life. And my oldest son was born early and struggled with respiratory challenges. And then later, some things like ADD. And then my youngest son was born with autism. So as I was trying to manage a career and be a mom, you know, I kind of woke up and I was like, I just can't do this. And my kids need a little bit more than the average kid. And at that point, I didn't want to be the one being away from them during the day and others caring for my kids. I wanted to be my children's advocate.
Meet Yvonne Ormond, the founder of 5P Consulting and a single mom. Yvonne didn't always want to own a business. In fact, she spent her entire early career working in the corporate world. At the corporation she was a part of, the flood of work only increased as she rose through the ranks. Meanwhile, in her personal life, she was just starting a family. Trying to find a balance that would work for her and her kids was becoming a struggle.
I had a passion for data. I was putting myself through college. So, you know, I worked full time during the day and went to school at night and kind of started in that area, focused on software engineering for Department of Defense consulting work. And through the years in my corporate career, I kind of moved through a variety of different areas from an engineer to a development director, to heading things like business applications, quality assurance, chief of staff for shared service, and moved from Department of Defense through biotech, pharma, to the big four consulting side on media and entertainment. So a bit of a 20-year evolution. And I started having children in my 30s. And so I was a little bit more established in my career. But I can tell you that as the kids came, the career still continued. You know, I had a global director job for one of the biggest pharmaceutical companies. And there was a lot of things to try to do and balance with two little babies and traveling.
Before she founded 5P, Yvonne started a different firm called Neri Consulting. While it was a good first dip into the waters of business ownership, it still wasn't exactly the right fit for Yvonne and her family.
So I ended up just doing the solo entrepreneur role where I was just taking in work and doing consulting on my own, but not really scaling the company. It was just me and one other person. And then I had a little bit of a personal change in my life and decided I, again, had to reflect and go, is this what I want to do right now? And I paused for a moment.
She decided to go back to a small consulting firm and seriously think about the pros and cons of founding her own business. Was that going to be the path for her? She wasn't sure.
I went back to a smaller consulting firm for about a year. And that actually really made me realize that, you know, I don't want to be in corporate. I don't think I want to be a solopreneur and I don't want to be in a small consulting firm. I really want to own my own destiny and I want to create a firm that I can focus on client services and give back to the community. And I started 5P Consulting in 2016. I thought the first time I did this that I would build a plan, I'd have goals, I'd have, you know, a forecast and sales revenue determined. But what I learned the first time around is You can plan as much as possible, but end of the day, you just really have to nurture your relationships and be authentic and trust that it will eventually work out in the right timing. So with 5P, you know, I did have some goals in place and such, but what I did is spent a lot of time just telling people what I was doing and why I was doing it and why we were different and why people should use us. It really is all about the people. So even as a small business, recruit the best and brightest and people that you trust and pay them well. That's one. Two, always have some type of 12-month rolling financial plan with your expenses, your revenue goals, and things you want to invest in. I overthought that the first time around, and I learned the second time around that that really is a good baseline to work off of. And third is you always have to be doing business development, even when you're in the mix of delivering for current clients. And it can't just be one person. It's got to be a team.
Yvonne had figured out a plan for her business that she thought would make her happy. But as she founded 5P, she was about to enter one of the most challenging periods of her life.
So when I went back to that smaller consulting environment for a year, I was in the middle of a divorce and mediation, and I lost my job at the end of mediation, and I had no idea what I was going to do, and it was terrifying, and I had no extra money in the bank, and I just decided I was going to start a company and go from there. But that was scary, you know, so I had to do some side work just to get some money in to take care of things. And I had to make some decisions at home, which I did. That was terrifying for about the first year.
When we come back, we'll hear how Yvonne dealt with building a business in the face of uncertainty filling her personal life, and how she went about creating the type of balance within that business that allowed her family life to flourish.
The Journey is sponsored by our friends at Salesforce Essentials. We use Salesforce Essentials every day, and it's part of our own business journey. Essentials combines sales and service tools in a single app to help small businesses win customers and keep them happy. See how Salesforce Essentials can help you be your best business at salesforce.com/the journey.
Yvonne had a choice to make. For almost her entire adult life, she had worked in the corporate world. And when she started her first consulting company, it had come at the expense of her personal life. Now, while she was ready to branch out on her own again, her personal life was on the ropes. Was she really going to add all the instability of starting another consulting firm into the mix? The answer was yes. It might seem counterintuitive, but for Yvonne, creating her own business was the only option she saw for creating the exact work-life balance she needed. It wasn't going to be easy, but she saw the possibility of being fully present and available for her family, and she went for it. She determined to make it work no matter what.
It was scary because at that point I was a single mom and I needed to ensure that I, you know, had money to support my family. You know, I wasn't taken care of by anyone else. I just had so much going on with going through a divorce and the sadness associated to that and worried about my children that I just focused on action. And that's one of the things, like a theme in my life. When I'm stressed out, I just focus action, action, action. It keeps me out of my head.
Yvonne kept putting one foot in front of the other and reflecting on everything she had experienced in her previous jobs. There were tactics she could implement that could help her. And one of the biggest things Yvonne had learned was how important it is to build trust in the people around you. Having mutual trust with your family, business team, and in all your relationships, it will help you find the balance you need at work and at home.
This is one thing I learned in my corporate career too. The more that you have anxiety, the more you micromanage. And I think at this point in my life and being in a career 25 years, you recruit good people, trust them and let them go and reward them. And they'll do so much. So the way that I help them, I often ask my team, how can I help you? How can I make your day easier? What are you challenged with right now? And they'll tell me and I'll jump in hands on and help them. I'm not a leader that just stands back. I think the most rewarding part was when we went into year two, just seeing the team and the fact that, you know, we're really building a company, bringing in revenue. Everyone was making a consistent salary and we weren't racking up a lot of debt as a company. And I was able to bring benefits in for the team. That was really rewarding for me too. I think way more rewarding than the corporate work that I did.
With the right team and leadership style in place, Yvonne has been able to create a business that is profitable while still sticking with her principles. 5P has a large roster of clients and has been making an impact in Southern California, where they're based. A main focus of the company is pro bono work and creating a positive influence on the local community. Yvonne still takes on many roles, and now she has more time for the most important role, being a mom. So how does she make it all work? One answer is prioritization. And also, having a world-class scheduling and calendar game doesn't hurt.
I often feel like the world is on my shoulders. I feel like I have not just my children to take care of, but now I have my employees and my partners to take care of, and I have my clients to take care of, and I really just don't want to disappoint anyone. Everyone at work says I'm the mom of work. There's no balance. You just try to figure out to get what's needed done that's right in front of you at the right moment, honestly. I fill the role of the CEO, the COO, the CFO, the chief project manager. Sometimes I'm on client engagements. I'm also the head of sales. Sometimes I tell the team, guys, I'm out because I've got to be with my kids for the next 2 hours. And I think you just do what you got to do and you manage your time really wisely. That's one thing that I do. I live with a calendar, and let me just say that everything's calendared, but there's also room for flexibility. So for example, I start my day every morning at 5 a.m. and I know from 5 to 6:30 is my hour and a half. I start the day with just a little bit of quiet time and then kind of getting set for the day with my emails or any calendar changes. Then 6:30 to 8, you know, I'm clocked out, I'm getting the kids ready for school. And then 8, I'm ready to take my meetings. And I'm very focused on my 8 to 4, 8 to 5, and managing really tightly in that, but also keeping blocks open where I could be reachable for my employees, from my clients, and other things that just come up in the day. So I do a mix of the time management, and I also do a mix of a little flexibility.
Yvonne may sound like she has it all figured out, and for the most part, she does. But that doesn't mean she doesn't sometimes feel fear. In entrepreneurship and small business, the difference between success and failure can be razor thin. Yvonne knows this, and she knows that there are going to be battles ahead in her business that she'll have to win. There is pressure there, but now she's able to find the balance at home that offsets it. Now she has more time with her kids, and she has time to spend working on the business and not in it, and time to build the type of culture where her employees can flourish. And on top of it all, now she has the opportunity to create a work-life balance for her employees that she wasn't able to find in the corporate world.
My sons loved that after 20 years, I was home every night to make dinner for them and take them to their sports activities, take them to their martial arts. They didn't care how much money I made. They really cared about what I did and my happiness. It's hard work to live this life, but it's worth it to put in that hard work. Things don't just get handed to you. You have to work for what you want. And the other thing I want them to see is that their mom is here for them no matter what. But sometimes I have to make decisions on work versus what they need. And I just hope that they understand that. Life can be short and I want to be present with whatever's in front of me, being if it's my kids, my friends, my family, my work. I just try to shut off everything and just set some boundaries on that so I can be really focused on what's in front of me. Because I know it might not be there tomorrow.
The painter Thomas Kincaid once said, "Balance, peace, and joy are the fruit of a successful life. It starts with recognizing your talents and finding ways to serve others by using them." When Yvonne started 5P, her entire world was out of balance. She could have easily chosen stability over uncertainty, but that's not where her talents would have been best served, and that's not how her family would have been able to thrive. There may never be a perfect time to start your own business or make a change, but finding that right balance in how you prioritize time will make a difference in your life, your business, and everything you do. And that, my friends, is Yvonne's journey, and she is just getting started.
Thank you again to our friends at Salesforce Essentials for sponsoring the journey. Our team at The Mission uses Salesforce Essentials every day. Salesforce makes the leading CRM, and they created Salesforce Essentials especially for small businesses. It combines sales and service tools in a single app to help you win customers and build your business. It's affordable, it's made for small businesses just like yours, and it includes in-app tutorials so you never get lost. Try it for free today. Visit salesforce.com/thejourney to start your free trial, or click the link in our show notes. We love Salesforce Essentials and you will too.